response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Yeah. 97.1 Amp Radio.
All right, good morning, everybody. It is Booker, Chelsea, and Crystal B on Hi. Amp Radio. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
I got a problem.
Oh, geez. That's how we're starting today?
Oh, that's not good.
Why?
I've never really had a potato chip problem in my life.
Oh, no.
I'm like opening a bag a day. It's ridiculous.
Which ones do you have, though?
I like Ruffles, and I like them very salty.
Ooh. Put lemon on them. Lemon and salt.
Yeah, make so me good. Want them even more. That's a great idea.
This is my favorite thing is we're all going to gain so much weight. We're going to come back. I had two lunches today. Crystal, you made enchiladas, you were saying. We're going to all be like, we're chubby.
I wonder if everybody's going through this too. Everyone is just eating like mad.
It's like a comfort thing. We don't know what's going on. Like, it's kind of like you're just nervously eating.
And also, what else is there to do?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Zero.
So I'm just cooking.
We haven't had the best weather either. It's been raining. So it really has been kind of cooped up inside. What's trending? Give us our first trend of the day, a little taste.
Oh, you guys are going to love this. So this woman working from home had an epic fail while on a video conference with coworkers. Let me just tell you, she showed way too much.
That's next on Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Booker Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio. That is Crystal B, and she's about to tell you from her house what is trending.
From Torrance. All right, just like us, a lot of people are working from home these days, just like Jennifer, who was literally trending on Twitter all day yesterday, all because she was on a video conference with 10 other people, forgot that they could see her, carried her phone with her to the toilet.
Amazing.
Pulled down her pants, sat on the toilet, and did her thing.
Professions don't have...
Hold on.
What happened?
I saw nothing.
Oh my God.
Poor Jennifer.
I gotta go. What happened?
Nothing. Keep going.
Once she heard the coworker's response, and there was one girl that even was like, Jennifer, she looked at the camera and you could see her realize what was happening. She didn't say a damn word. She just hung up. There's one guy in the chat and he's like, I wasn't looking. I didn't see anything. I swear. Don't tell HR.
So he saw way too much.
Oh, Jennifer. All right, let's talk more dating because Bumble has shared that they are seeing a huge increase, but they're saying specifically with video chats and voice calls that texting or messaging are pretty much a thing of the past. But they're saying it's great because people that are using Bumble are actually getting to know each other rather than, hey, do you want to meet up and hook up? It's like kind of a good time to be dating.
I started this trend. Don't you remember I told you guys that I had who we were just messaging back and forth voice notes and everyone thought it was so weird, but I was like, this is actually great because you're getting to know them, their inflection, like their sense of humor.
Once again, we're ahead of the curve with things.
Trend setting. All right, so some bad news. The Olympic Committee had no choice pretty much but to cancel the Summer Games, which were supposed to go down in July.
Did you guys see the dude that made the announcement?
Mm-mm.
His name's Dick Pound.
You love it.
Oh, you would. That is how you would. That would be your comment.
Such a zing right there. Oh my gosh. You are Dick Pound. And some bad news. All hiking trails in LA County have now been closed. Beach parking lots are also closed, and the Venice Beach boardwalk and golf courses are now also closed. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
Amp Radio.
Booker, Chelsea, and Crystal B on Amp Radio. Chelsea has things happening in the entertainment world, apparently. What's happening?
Yeah, so let's kick things off with Queen Lizzo, who has given us another meditation video to help us through our days of isolation. I mean, tell me that's not relaxing, you guys.
We're all connected. We are practicing social distancing, and we are practicing energetic connectivity. One can exist with the other.
It's not relaxing.
What?
I mean, it's just not my cup of tea.
You guys.
Yeah, I just can't get into the meditating.
You guys are too uptight. You need to do some meditating. It would be good for your soul, for sure. Mm-hmm. Speaking of being bored in quarantine, Tom Hanks' wife, Rita Wilson, showed off her unexpected talent on social media. She could be coming to a hip-hop station near you.
Drinking what you're thinking, because I'm vamping. I live and die for hip-hop. This is hip-hop for today. I give props to hip-hop. So hip-hop, hooray. Ho.
She's a star on K-Day this morning.
Wow. So good. All right, Hannah B., former Bachelorette, gets the Dummy of the Day Award. She posted a picture on Instagram to her 2.7 million followers of her in a bikini, smiling with the caption, "What's more contagious than a smile?" Really, Hannah B.?
Oh, gosh.
A bit insensitive considering we're in the midst of a coronavirus pandemic.
Gosh.
Dumbass.
So Dua Lipa is having a really, really rough week. Her album, which was expected out in April, leaked a couple weeks early, and she is not happy about it. In fact, she went on Instagram Live to address the whole thing, literally in tears.
Anyway, the main reason this album exists is because lots of people were being like, the second album, there's going to be a lot of pressure that comes with it.
But the good news, her album, Future Nostalgia, is now coming out this Friday. So
sweet.
There's some good news coming out of it. All right, Booker, I have some good news for you.
Okay.
Since you're obsessed with Halsey.
I am.
It looks like her and Evan Peters have broken up. She even deleted the birthday Instagram post she dedicated to him not too long ago. And her ex, Youngblood, has been all up in her comments.
Oh, no.
So,
wow.
There you have it.
Hmm.
And finally, big congrats to country singer Maren Morris, who just gave birth to her son yesterday.
Yay.
His name is Hayes Andrew Hurd. Very cute.
Very nice.
When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter.
I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Booker, Chelsea, and Crystal B on Amp Radio. We are all from our respective homes,
mm-hmm.
hanging out. If
yep.
you're lucky or not so lucky, you may be shacked up with a significant other. You,
thank goodness.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. Are you happy about that?
Yes, I am.
In every way, you're happy.
Right.
The relationship is fine.
Perfect.
And intact. Are you spending more time with one another?
No. So during the day, like after,
that's, okay,
there it
that's,
is.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew it. There it is.
We're separating ourselves until the evening time, just like if it was a normal day.
Huh.
I'm learning things about myself. Like I talk to myself a lot and I guess I know that, but my girlfriend doesn't know that because she brings it up every 5 minutes. She's like, you're talking to yourself again, like I'm annoying her.
Yeah.
Now, the question would be, if you had to, and this is mostly for Chelsea, you're alone right now, but if we gave you the opportunity to take your last boyfriend, okay, serious boyfriend.
Ooh, okay.
Would you rather be, and you've got a roommate there, but let's say you're alone. Would you shack up with the boyfriend just to get through the pandemic? Or would you choose being alone?
I gotta say, I would stick with being alone because you can't look back. And I feel like it's been really good for me. And I mean, obviously, it's only been, what, a week and a couple days. But I feel like I've really been able to watch whatever I want to watch, read, make goals. I don't know, just do things for myself. I feel like it's been a really good, like, self-exploratory moment for me.
Okay.
We'll see how I feel in 2 weeks, but but for right now, I'm liking it.
You and Henry, you break up, you're thinking your last relationship. Is there any sort of place or way that you could possibly see yourself stuck in this pandemic with an ex?
Absolutely, but don't tell Henry. But I just don't like to be alone. And I have to like talk to people. I like being alone, but I lived alone for a long time. So, and I've lived with people for a long time as well. And I just know that I like living with somebody better, whether it be girlfriends that I lived with or my boyfriend at the time. I just like living with people, always having somebody there. Hey, let's have a drink. Let's meet in the living room and watch something. Like, I'm just that kind of person.
Look, I could be alone all day long and not say a word to anybody, and I'm completely fine. But by the end of the day, I'm completely bored with myself. And I have to have that connection. Yes, I have to talk to somebody. I gotta have those conversations and talk out the day and put those thoughts that are in my head in someone else's ear.
Being in quarantine now, every single day I'm like doing group chats with like all my friends, my family. So I don't really feel so alone, but when I went that time to just be by myself and like read, watch TV, whatever, I can have that time and it's really nice.
I'm still doing FaceTime, but it's just different when somebody's in the house with you. Mm-hmm. It's just not the same.
Now, if I had to pick the girlfriend, there's a couple of them I wouldn't want to be on the same planet with.
Yeah.
So you got to gauge that as well.
Yes. Somebody you could actually stand.
Something to ponder as you're sitting in quarantine, because I know you are if you're listening.
97.1 Amp Radio.
It's your birthday. Believe it or not, people are still celebrating birthdays in this mess. Today, actress Lake Bell, it's her birthday. Jessica Chastain is celebrating a birthday. Jim Parsons of Big Bang Theory. Sheldon Cooper, it's his birthday today. Bazinga. I really had a tough time finding someone musical for the musical portion of the program.
I know, and I'm scared every time you say
it. Today was excruciating. At the last minute, I was saved by a hip-hop artist from the early 90s, but I'll tell you my runner-up. This is how bad it is. My runner-up was Nina, who did 99 Luft Balloons. That's my runner-up.
I don't know that.
¿Cómo se dice?
K-Earth thinks that song is old. Okay, that's how old that song is. Okay. What I did go with, Maceo from De La Soul, who is celebrating his 50th birthday.
Oh, cool. Okay.
A Taste of Me, Myself, and I.
It's just me, myself, and I.
Song for the pandemic
That's
or what?
That's perfect.
For me, not for you guys. I can claim
That's
it.
That's Chelsea's song for sure.
Chelsea's song. That's your soundtrack.
I'll take it.
Happy birthday to everybody if you're celebrating a birthday today. It is Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Booker Chelsea and Crystal B. We're on Amp Radio from our homes. I'm out of the valley. Chelsea, she's in West Hollywood.
Yes.
Out of Torrance is Crystal B. Let's do some trending.
All right, so the LA Rams made it official and debuted new team logos. Booker, have you seen these?
Yes.
Even Rams fans are, I think they're lying to themselves and they're just acting like they like it. They still have the horns included in the logo. It's still the same colors. Definitely more sleek and modern, which is what they were going for. They want this to match their new home at SoFi Stadium. And they're also going to be debuting new uniforms this spring. So Rams are getting a whole revamp.
Looks like the Chargers unis to me.
And it's like the same colors too. It's the blue and yellow. So it's too close. Yeah. Speaking of sports, Utah Jazz player Rudy Gobert was the first NBA player to test positive for coronavirus, and he shared a little update on how he's doing. He went on Twitter and he said he hasn't been able to taste or smell anything since he was diagnosed. And since he tweeted this, doctors have come forward and they're now saying that loss of smell may be one of the initial signs of coronavirus. So it's definitely something to note. If you're not tasting anything, maybe get checked out.
Huh.
And you know, we're all working from home, we're in quarantine, we might not be getting outside as much as we're used to these days, but health officials are recommending that we still wear sunblock even if we're staying inside at home, mainly because of our phones and our computers. They're saying the lights are huge roles in rapid aging.
Huh.
That Great. Screen is just beaming on you.
I'm going to wear sunglasses for the show.
Seriously. We just can't win. Some good news, though, from LADWP. They have told customers they can temporarily disregard shutoff notices and late fees. They're saying if you can pay bills at this time, pay your bills. But if you can't, for the time being, it's all good. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
Amp Radio.
Booker Chelsea and Crystal B on Amp Radio in these trying times. I think it's time to feel good. Let's do it.
Yes.
Okay, today, by the way, is the movement. It's great takeout day. So if you can get food from a local restaurant, if you can do it safely, if you can have it delivered or pick it up without putting yourself in jeopardy, that is being encouraged today. Nice. So it's National Takeout Day. There's a lot of great stories, I think, that are happening. And I love the rent ones when landlords say, you know what, I own the building, I'm going to give somebody a break. But this is a nice one. I like this one. This is out of Milwaukee. A landlord said, I'm going to charge everybody in my buildings $100. Now, if your rent is $1,000, I'm going to ask you if you can afford it, of course. If you can't, don't worry about it. But if you can afford it, I would like you to take the $900 and donate it to a local business and give them patronage. So I think that's a really nice way to pay it forward. Now, this will tug at the heartstrings, especially for the people that are in the situation where the wedding season, let's just go ahead and call it. This is great. A couple in New York, they had to cancel their wedding, but they're still in love and they're going through this.
Hopefully.
We'll see after this. Yeah. But they had decided, you know what? We're still in love. Our wedding's kaput. Why don't we just get married today? The problem was they needed someone to officiate the wedding. So they had someone, they found someone, and he was on a fourth floor, which had a balcony. So they showed up. He read the nuptials down to the street so they could get married. And a little icing on top of that wedding cake, they invited their friends who also came in their cars and rolled down the windows and watched their friends get married. So you can still get married if you want, people.
Cute.
A little slice of good news for you here on Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Book Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio. We were just talking during the music how I'm actually wearing the same sweatshirt from yesterday.
You're looking a little scruffy, too.
Yeah,
razors don't exist, I guess.
I look like a part of a terrorist cell at this point. It's just, it's falling apart. And I'm wondering, like, how do we get haircuts?
Booker, we've been thinking about this the whole time as girls. We're like, well, how do we get our extensions moved up? How do we get our nails done? You're just thinking about this now?
Yeah.
I'm dyeing my hair this week. Like, I have the answers.
I know.
You've got a friend that does this, but are you confident enough? These are chemicals you're dealing with that could really screw up your hair and your look. And my God, your Instagram is so important to you.
I have a lot of beanies if I mess up, but I have no other option.
Oh,
look, I have chola roots coming out. Like, all my roots are
not.
Out. They're hideous, Chelsea. You probably can't see because of the lighting, but these are freaking hideous. So I'm going to try
it. But you're not going to see anyone.
It's been a week.
I know. I was supposed to get my hair done before we went into quarantine. I didn't make it.
Can I ask a question? So, Chels, you know, the whole extensions thing to me, I act like I understand what's happening under there, but I'm not really certain. Are you going to be okay for a while?
Do you want to know what's crazy? I got mine done right, like literally a day before we went into lockdown. So I have about 6 weeks. And so we'll see what happens, but it could be really messy. And like when it grows out, it's just... Yeah. It's straggly. It's not a good situation. I think we have to embrace the fact that all of us are going to have like gross nails, gross hair, no eyelashes. That's just going to be the new trend. Less makeup, more
natural.
Oh, natural.
Are you eyelashless, Chels? Because I don't know if I've ever seen you without those. I can't tell from our screen monitor.
They're a little like spider leggy right now, but they're not too bad.
Just rip
them
out.
Not too bad.
What else could fall apart on a girl?
The nails.
The nails?
Look at these.
Crystal, yours are...
Look at...
What do you do with the eyebrows? What happens
there? I don't care about those.
No.
Oh, we don't?
We can tweeze them. It's fine.
See, I thought that was a strict professional job only that touched those. Really?
It's mostly hair and nails.
All right.
Good times. I'm going to be single forever.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Book Chelsea and Crystal B on Amp Radio. There's Chelsea ready to deliver what's up in Holly Weird.
All right. Holly Weird indeed. Are you ready for some drama that is not related to the coronavirus, you guys?
Sure.
All right. The Taylor Swift and Kanye feud has been reignited.
I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous. Famous.
And it is about that song and that lyric and the infamous 2016 phone call where Taylor apparently gave Kanye permission to call her a bitch. Well, the unedited video, you guys, has somehow surfaced and proves Taylor did not give her approval.
I mean, I need to think about it because I just need to, like, you know, you hear something for the first time and you just need to think about it.
Yeah.
Because it is absolutely crazy. I'm glad it's not mean, though.
So basically, Kim's snaps that she posted were edited to make it seem like Taylor was the bad guy. I went to Taylor's Instagram yesterday to see if she'd responded, and she actually did address it. But I kind of like, it's very petty in a very Taylor way. She basically said, look, I'm not even going to address the situation, even though it caused me 4 years of hell. I'm just going to ask you to donate to this coronavirus charity.
Nice.
Mic drop.
To me, this story, like rehashing this story, it feels like some beef I had in high school.
Yes.
And I've already graduated from college at this point.
Can I tell you what? Even reporting on this makes me cringe because I'm like, what's going on in the world right now? This feels so irrelevant and not important. But it's what people are talking about. But it's like, ugh,
you know,
moving on.
And you got to report it.
Yes. Speaking of celebs donating to coronavirus relief, Rihanna has actually pledged $5 million.
Nice.
Props to Riri, for sure. All right, you guys. So who knew that Stevie Nicks and I had so much in common?
Till the landslide brought me down.
What? Oh, God. Here we go.
What and why?
So,
Crystal, don't encourage her.
Gosh.
Don't encourage her. This is a Harry Styles story.
Oh, gosh.
I know it.
Yesterday, she tweeted she's working on new music and poetry after being inspired by the one and only Harry Styles.
Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high.
She says she's been listening to his new album, Fine Line, nonstop, and it's made her want to create art.
Next story, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm. Harry.
Crystal, don't engage her.
He's saving us in this quarantine.
Don't you dare. Don't say a word. Let her finish this story.
Hey, I'm moving on, okay? I love you, Harry. Speaking of creating art, so do you guys know the song Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond?
Sweet Caroline.
Perfect, exactly. Well, the iconic singer, not perfect, but I was just being nice. The iconic singer gave us, yep, you guessed it, a coronavirus-themed version.
Washing hands, reaching out. Don't touch me, I won't touch you. Sweet Caroline.
Also, on the topic of Corona, Madonna has she's caused a little backlash after posting this coronavirus rant from her bathtub. Okay, picture this. She's naked with rose petals floating around her. Very bizarre.
COVID-19, it doesn't care about how rich you are, how famous you are, how funny you are, how smart you are. It's the great equalizer.
And what's with the piano?
It's just too much.
Everything about it is so tone deaf.
Yes.
You can tell she lives in a world where everyone just kisses her ass all day long. She's completely out of touch. It's just a bad, bad look.
Do better, Madonna. All right, and then my favorite Instagram post of the day goes to Kylie Jenner, who shared a picture of her and Kendall. It's like a really cute sister picture. They're hugging. But the best part is that in the comments section, Kendall wrote, "Aren't we fighting?" To which Kylie responded, "Yes, but my t's are sitting nice in this pic."
That was so epic. I sent it to my sister.
And it's kind of amazing. My boobs look good in this picture.
Exactly.
I just got a note from programming. I had to edit our show for the first time ever.
Sorry.
You can't say that word on the radio.
Why not?
No. I said it.
No.
It's fine.
We'll say,
whatever.
We'll say kitties is what
kitties.
We'll say.
All right. Kitties. Sitting up
kitties.
Nice. I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
Dear God.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal be on Amp Radio. Another morning done from our homes.
Yes.
The newness has sort of worn off. This is the new reality.
For a while, I think.
All right. Everybody, we'll see you tomorrow. Kristen Lamone comes in next. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to support your local businesses. We've got a great thing set up on all of our social media. If you go to 97.1 Amp Radio, you can see some of the local businesses around you that you could go and visit because they're open and they need you. So have a great day. Lamone is next. It is Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.